The American River Natural History Association is pleased to present Reflections on the American River, excerpts from an American River journal, written by Peter Hayes and read by the author.
Home builders. The earth tilts on its axis and we in the northern hemisphere are beginning to face the sun more directly. The sun is rising closer to the east and is setting to the west, and with the arrival of the vernal equinox, the length of the day will equal the length of the night, and spring will officially be here. The climbing sun brings lengthening days, the greening of the trees and the sparking of the reproductive drive in birds and mammals. Birds are staking out territories, courting, pairing, and beginning their ultimate engineering feat, building nests. A robin's nest, braced in the fork of a tree, is a sturdy cup fashioned from grasses, leaves or shreds of paper, and the inner wall plastered with mud and the inner cup lined with fine grasses. A pair of tiny bush tits have fashioned a remarkable hanging tube 8 or 9 inches long with a tiny hole near the top. It's made of leaves and other odds and ends and held together with spider webbing. Less ambitious are the tree swallows that have taken over an old woodpecker hole in a cottonwood tree and lined the cavity with grass, leaves, and feathers. But the real happy-go-lucky nest builder is the killdeer that scrapes a small depression in the bare ground. She lays eggs colored to resemble nearby pebbles and stages her old broken wing act if danger approaches. Nests serve many purposes. They protect eggs and nestlings from rain, drifting sand, or hot sun, not to mention the eyes of predators. They provide the warmth that encourages incubation and rapid growth of the young. Finally, the nest satisfies a deep instinct of the bird to build a home, brood her eggs, and care for her young. Since many more eggs and nestlings fall victim to predators than achieve maturity, the parents are hard-pressed to find a safe location for their nest. Some go to ingenious lengths, such as the snow goose encountering the danger of its worst predator in the far north, the Arctic fox. The geese nest close to the aggressive snowy owl, which happens to be the worst enemy of the foxes. Now that's team play.
Experience the American River for yourself. Visit the F.E. Yaw Nature Center in Ansel Hoffman Park in Carmichael. And find the American River Natural History Association online at arnha.org.